So he has said, and after this, he began to preach everywhere, by the sides of Ganges, both sides of Ganges, Calcutta, Subhishwatna, Medinipur, and so many districts. And thousands of thousands disciples were there. And them all, who were prominent, Bhavan Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Bhavan Maharaj, and Pujya Bhat, this will become. He was so qualified, he used to do what our Guru Maharaj wishes. I was like a very orphan boy, very orphan boy. Only I used to follow them. They have so much mercy upon me. Our age was, he was so beautiful, young, and his name was Radhanath. Bhavan Maharaj's name was? Sajjan Seva. So beautiful. I was so ugly.
And what was your name?
He used to preach where Guru Maharaj used to go, collect so many things for parikrama and this thing. At that only we three were with him, preaching everywhere. I have heard that he was so Guru Nishtha that it is very hard to be like that. Unparalleled Guru Seva, Guru Nishtha. He always used to keep his heart and life on his hands for this service of his Gurudev. He did not care even for his life. He has offered, he has
surrendered.
No. Unko charno mein de diya tha. Offered in his himself in the Lord's feet of his Gurudev. Once Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was doing parikrama that we are doing here. He was doing Navadvip parikrama. And on the day when Prabhupada with his thousands of disciples and all other pilgrims, he came to Navadvip town, and it is called Proudhamayatala. And he was giving lecture on Proudhamayatala and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was explaining the Mahatma, glory of Navadvip Dham, and especially of Koldev. In the meantime, all the Sahajya Babaji and smart Brahmins, you know a smart Brahman? Smart Brahman came and attacked him, to kill him. Soda water and so many stone chips began to come towards Srila Prabhupada. There was also an elephant on which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting. So at that time, they were determined to kill Prabhupada. When they were attacked, then all began to go here and there, running here and there, with their life, keeping their feet on head. They began to fly away here, running and there. None were helping to anyone. All were seeing towards him, them, each other, that I should anyhow escape. But our Guru Maharaj, only he was trying to save Gurudev. He took him in a room there, who was so much favorable for Gaudiya Vaishnava, Prabhupada and all. So in his room, he took Srila Prabhupada. He gave his white clothes to him and took his renounced order, sannyas and all these things, all cloth, became like Prabhupada. I think that some are telling that Guru Maharaj has not taken sannyas from him, but I see that Guru Maharaj, his danda, his yogpatta, bahirvas, everything he gave to our Gurudev. Why not he is sannyas disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Really he is sannyasi sishya of Srila Prabhupada. No doubt at all. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to give sannyas so many times. 3 times dand was prepared, door coffin was prepared. Prabhupada was ready to give him sannyas. He told himself that Vinod should take sannyas. If he is not taking sannyas, then my whole preaching will be spoiled. But the secretary of Gaudiya that month, Sisila Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, his name was at that time Kunj Bihari Vidya Bhushan. He prayed Prabhupada that if you will give him sannyas, that we cannot control all these things and whole management will be spoiled. So I pray you not to give him sannyas. He is sannyasi actually. So what is no need of giving? Really? What is called sannyas? To take a danda and door coffin is not sannyas. Those who is saranagat and especially giving his मन तन मन वचन, जो अपना तन मन वचन गुरुदेव को दे सके, those who can give
speech, body and mind,
body
speech and body
speech
mind
and mind, that is dandi. Those who are not giving, they are not actually sannyasi. In any white or red cloth, no horn. Rupa Sanatan and all the Goswamis were sannyasi. All the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see all were sannyasi. Bako Becham, Vedam, क्रोध जीवा बेगम जीवा उपस्थ बेगम एतान बेगान जा भी सहेत धीरा ससबाम पृथ्वी शिष्य. Those who are actually following this slope, they are certainly sannyasi. So Guru, I think that Srila Prabhupada has himself given hidden sannyas to Gurudev. So when he used to go to the samadhi of his Gurudev, he used to tell about Prabhupada, the glories of Prabhupada. That Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, they were helped by kings and very rich persons. But Prabhupada was not helped by any rich person or any king or anyone. Only by the help of, by the service. A very young and kishore boys, he preached over whole world. In no time, you see that one has a disciple who took sannyas here in this place we are sitting here. His name was Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. His previous name was A.C. Bhakti Vedanta, A.C.
Abhay
Charanam. And he took sannyas here. We help so much. Pujyapatra Bhikkhu Maharaj also, myself also, Gurudev also. And he went to Western countries and in no time he spread the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Gurudev and our disciplic order all over the world. He established so many mutts, about 60, and Gita Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they were translated in English in so many 50 and 60 languages of the whole world. So, you can know the glory of the person who is the sannyas guru of that person. And that is why he took shelter in his lotus feet for sannyas. They were also the very bosom friends. So, I cannot glorify so much, time is also not so much.